Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Evamte Bhagavad-gita Jamaduta Vibhasutam Upadhadya Atha Kana Rajam Pratyahu Nayako Vida. So, two parties, Jamaduta and Bhagavad-gita. So, this human life is the junction, which way to go, to the Yamaduta or to the Bhagavad Gita. There is no three, two orders. In the Bible also it is said, either you go to hell or go to heaven. Is it not? This is right. Yamaduta means go to hell and Bhagavad Gita means go to Vaikuntha. This is the junction. Jyanti Deva Prata Devan Kidri Jyanti Kidri Sutaha Bhutija Jyanti Bhutani Madhyayino Vijantiya. Now make your selection. So long we are in the lower animal life, nature is giving chance, pratityakriyamanani. Then nature brings you to the platform of human life. Develop consciousness and you can take advantage of the Shastra. Unadi bohirmo vijim Krishna bhuligela ataye Krishna Ved Purana kohila. Ved Purana, why? They have been made. It is made for the human being. This is the chance. Ved Purana is not meant for the cats and dogs. They are not supposed to read Vedanta Purana. Similarly, if the human being does not take care of the Veda Purana, then he is no better than the cats and dogs. Ataev Krishna Veda Purana Kurila, to revive our Krishna consciousness. Uttishthata Jagrata Prasam Varandi Bodham. This is the basic injunction. So long you are in the lower grade of life, it was not possible for you to take the path of Vedas and Purana. That was not possible. But now, even in getting the human form of life, if you sleep for third categorization like cats and dogs, then Yamaduta, Krishnanam Parabhai Arsham Miche Palaibar Patnai Jomache Piche. These are very easily understandable. You cannot avoid this consciousness. That is not possible. If you avoid, then Joma chip with you. Then Joma will come and carry you. You can say, I can do whatever I like. Why you are forcing me to become Krishna conscious? I can do whatever I like. There is no need of your preaching Krishna consciousness. I am independent. I don't believe in the next life. That is the general statement of the rascals and fools. But the fact is different. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, there is jhana. Then you will be punished. You cannot avoid. You are completely dependent on Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme and you are the servant. You are declined to serve Krishna, therefore you must be punished. This is the nature's way. The image is happening. You cannot escape. You cannot escape the mundane, man-made laws, but you cannot escape the God-made law, that is all. So Yamaduta, they came to take him down, the Vishnu Duta. Even the Bhagavad Duta. Bhagavad Duta, Bhagavan is not alone, without any followers. In the Vaikuntha Loka, Bhagavan is there in his innumerable form. There are innumerable Vaikuntha Lokas. And in each and every planet there is innumerable devotees. He is not alone. Adyaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navayokanam. So Yamadutas, as the Yamaraj has got his adherent order carrier. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha Loka, there are so many order carriers. Vaikuntha Loka, there is not a single person who is not a devotee. That is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means, Kuntha means anxiety. And because of Kuntha, it is Vaikuntha. There is no anxiety. And the material world means anxiety. What will happen? What will happen? Even the sparrows will see, you give them some grain. They are eating, but they are looking this way, that way. If somebody is not coming to kill me. Everybody, full of anxiety. That we are forgetting, that we are trying to remain in this material world very happy, and that is not possible. Anxiety, full of anxiety. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Hityatmaghatam Griyamgakupam Varamgatamujam Parimasare. He was asked by his father, what is the best thing he had learned? So he said, I have learned this best thing. What is that? Hityatmaghatam Griyamgakupam Balangato Yadharimasa. This is the first class. What is that? Giving up the Griyamdhukumma, Grihastha life. They are thinking very happy, husband, wife, living together, enjoying. But that is Griyamdhukumma. Andhukumma means if you are thrown into the dark web. It is like that. Of course, those who are Krishna conscious, that is different. But ordinarily, the so-called household life means to be in the darkness, the dark well. Griyamhitya. One should give up. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, when one is 50 years old, about that, he must give us family life. Lava, then sannyas. Not that up to the point of death one should remain in Grihastha. No. If he wants to become free from anxiety, that is. Otherwise, anxiety. Sa sadhu manne asura vartate hina sada samadvigna dhiyam. Dehina, one who has accepted this material body, he must be always restless with anxiety. This is dukkhalaya sasa. You cannot avoid it. So, this consciousness movement, he can take it as a religious movement. Bhagavad dharma. This is the only dharma. Bhagavad dharma. Except Bhagavad dharma, any other dharma, so-called dharma, is teaching. That is not dharma. Dharmam saksat bhagavatpani. Bhagavatpani tam, that was Bhagavatam. The word Bhagavat comes from the word Bhagavat. Bhavartishika. Bhagavad bhava iti bhagavat. So religion means what is given by God. Dharmam tu saksat bhagavat prane. You cannot manufacture religion. Nonsense. Give this dharma, that dharma, that dharma. No. Dharma is only one. That is bhagavat. Otherwise there is no dharma. They are all cheating. Aham mameti. This is fight between different religious principles, these religious followers. I am Hindu, you are Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddha, my religion is better, your religion is bad, your... These are all not religions. Real religion is Bhagavad. In any other religion, there is parahimsa. In the history you will find many instances. In our country I have seen fight between Hindus and Muslims. And the history you will find Europe, the Protestant and the Roman Catholics, the Crusade. So, this kind of religion has no value. Religion means when one understands Krishna or God, he understands automatically that all living entities are Krishna's part and parcel. Some or other, they have been put into this maya. Anadi bahirmo ji, Krishna bhuli gela. They are forgotten. Therefore, a devotee tries to bring them back to Krishna consciousness. Back to home, back to home. This is it. He has no discrimination that here is a Hindu, here is a Muslim, here is a Christian, here is an African, here is a white, here is a black. No! Everyone is Krishna's part and parcel. Let them revive their Krishna consciousness and be happy. That is it. All others cheating. So this Krishna consciousness movement, we are putting on, we have no such system. Samasarve, Suhute, Suhute. Not that they are Europeans, they cannot take to this religion. This is in the Andhaku, Andhra. Andhra Tham, Vai Rukuni Yamana. The Vishatantra Urudami Bhadhya. Such class of men are subjected to the punishment by the Jomas. otherwise Pandita Samadarshana. Pandita is equal. Krishna says, Mani Pata Vipasritya Jeti Supavidhima Tiya Sutra Tathavidhima Tiji Yanti Parasa. Everyone has got the right to go back to home, back to God, and Krishna says, Jeti Supavidhima. Never mind, he is born in the sinful family. That's our life. But he has got the right to go back to home, back to God. And we'll take up the verse. He, everyone has got the right to go back to home, back to Godhead. And by taking to Krishna consciousness, man he passes the path. Pure. Krishna says, everyone has got the right. Then who is teach them how to go back to home, back to Godhead? Who is the man? If you say, no, they are untouchable. Papa Joni, they are untouchable. They cannot. So that is not the duty. The duty is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manasya Janma Hairaja, Janma Sathaskari Karo Parobhaka. Anyone who has taken birth in India, if he is man, if he is a dog, if he is a cat, that is right. If he is a man, manushya janma hai janma. What is his duty? Janma sarthakari. First of all, awakening your own Krishna consciousness, you understand Krishna, and then go out, paropaka. Because people are in darkness. People are in darkness, they have forgotten Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Not that I have understood Krishna. Now pack it up in the box and see some God. Oh, I have forgotten. My Guru Maharaj condemned this. He said, Mon tumi kisere bhulishno. My dear mind, you are thinking that you have become a very good Vaishnava. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, imitating Haridas Thakur and smoking bidi. This imitation has no value. My Guru Maharaj condemned it. He said, Mon tumi kisere bhulishno. What a rascal you are. You are thinking that you are Vaishnava. Nirjanare bhare. What is that? Forget. Tava harinam keval koito. Pratishthara kare nirjanare bhare. Tava harinam keval koito. My dear mind, you are very much proud of becoming Vaishnava. In a solitary place, dwelling in this thing, Haridas Thakur, Nirjanara Ghare, Pratishtharatara. If you are the solitary chanting of Hare Krishna means that you want cheap popularity, oh, is chanting Hare Krishna. That is not possible. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. So, by imitating Haridas Thakur, keeping connection with women and doing all nonsense, you cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. You must work. You must go out for chanting, for preaching. This is real chanting. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna pade. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said, that you imitate Haridas Thakur and in a solitary place, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wow, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bole, amar apnai guru hoye yastar hoye. So, our request is, we are all foreigners. So we have learned something about Krishna consciousness. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, although he expected that every Indian should go out for Parupka. But anyway, some of the Indians, at least one. But you said this mission and go everywhere, in every corner, and thankful to you are already doing that in Europe and America. These are three. Because people are sleeping under his guidance and they are becoming candidates for being carried away with his Jammu. This is the position of the whole world. Jammu. Paraibar cognize Jomadhu. Jomadhu is not excuse. However, you may be very proud of becoming independent. This is not possible. To save the human civilization, the Ruskin civilization, that there is no life after death, and you go on enjoying as much as you like, this wrong civilization is killing civilization. So, who saves, otherwise the Jamaduta is there.
Evam te Bhagavad-dūta, Jamaduta bhīvāsitam upadhāsa.
They listen to the words of Jamaduta very carefully, upadhāsa. Not that, haphazardously, they are not. There is everything, that this man was like this, and we must be carried to know Jamaraj for punishment. Why punishment? No, to make him purify, it is said. Punishment required. This is nature's law. Just like if you have infected some disease, the punishment is you must suffer. Punishment is good. If you have infected some disease and when you suffer, that means you become purified from the disease. Suffering is not bad to become purified. Therefore, when a devotee suffers, he does not take it ill. He thinks that I am being purified. Satyena kampasa sume kshamana bhunjana evasa kritam vipava ridvapa bodhi idatam namaste jiveta sa mokti padesh daya bhava. A devotee, when he is in troubled condition, he thinks, my Lord is so kind that he is purified. I am suffering from my past misdeeds. Krishna is so kind that he is purifying me, giving me little suffering. That's all. Therefore I must be obliged to him. And he offers more respectful obeisances to the Lord. My Lord, you are purifying. If one lives like this, mukti padesa daya bhava, his liberation is guaranteed. Daya bhava means just like the son inherits the father's property without any check. Nobody can check. The law is there. The father's property must be inherited by the son. Similarly, those who are strictly in Krishna consciousness, despite all kinds of hindrances, his liberation is guaranteed. His liberation is guaranteed. And if he becomes immediately disturbed with little inconvenience, and what is it, nonsense, Krishna can give it up, let me hear. Then he again clutches some maya. But if one sticks to Krishna consciousness, in spite of all difficulties, then he is liberated, going back to home, back to God, is guaranteed. Mukti padesu daya bhava.
This is the statement of the Bhakti. Dāyabhāk means somebody can change. So we should be very careful to stick to Krishna consciousness without being agitated or deviated in any circumstances of life, then we will not be liable to the punishment of Yamadūta. That is the incident happening here. It's slightly he began Krishna consciousness at the end of life and chanted Narayana immediately. The Vishnu Bhagavad Gita came on. He has chanted Hare Krishna. That's all right. Then he take back. Oh, thank you. Thank you.